Technology is the evil necessity of life. It has replaced God and above the almighty dollar, and it has become the key to success in America as well as the world. It has marched right up and has become the way to achieve, to get. And perhaps it's thought that in that way, one will not be watched, inspected, or supervised. But they are wrong. They will be imprisoned either by the method or the result of the method. And the only way to fight technology is to rebel and to accept defeat from the start and not to join in and proclaim yourself an official outcast. You are then left alone to survive on meager means. You become in league with the criminals, addicts, and the less than worthy. But you are free. Yet only a few laws you must obey, set by the technically advanced. You are what is left, and not much more. You are worthless to their wheel. You may beg for coins and go with the beggars. You may sharpen pencils to survive. It will go that way for years, perhaps. You cannot surface in this world, or you will be caught and either set to pay off debts or humiliated in other financial means or technological means. It may even mean death. What I'm speaking of here is everyday America. Perhaps, I must say it again to be clear, you have been databased and cleaned and set to have the latest tech toys that eventually will run you, though you will think you will be run others and it will help you to run yourself, but you have been duped. And later, it will be too late. So I say run to the woods of the impoverished technology where freedom there lies. Throw down your iPod and your cable TV and your computer, credit cards and everything else that smells of control and false freedom and pleasure. You, however, will not do it. It is too late for you and for me and most of our children. Say, have you ever heard a harp and nothing else for the whole day? Have you read the whole War and Peace? Do you still fear, worry, stress, and are dissatisfied? Perhaps there is a pond in a forest, and that pond stands for inner peace. Perhaps you will only go there in dreams, but it is there just the same, and for some, at least do this much, if nothing else. Don't be one of those who hates what they cannot achieve.